fast.
I think I need to get car. Well, we'll see. I'll get a bid. I don't know. It's just one of those, like, you give a mouse a cookie.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? No kidding.
That was a really sad clap on my end, but I'll find it because I counted down. And I'm sorry, Joe, about your emotional state, but it's a new week. We're moving on.
Woohoo!
I'm Kyle. I think
I upset the dogs. Kendrick.
Hi, Kevin.
Joe!
I think this time Kevin's I upset the dogs with my sad clap.
Can we go back to doing it in the order that we used to have? I liked doing it then.
Who, I didn't even remember the order was.
It would always be Kendrick, order? Kyle, me, and then Kevin.
Oh, because yeah. Like we're the two main ones, and then you guys are just the fucking tag-alongs.
Yeah, that's just literally it.
Always.
I was here before you son of a
So you got to get started talking about the Foundation stuff, or I'm going to dive into random topics.
There are three things that I hate. Painting, plumbing,
Kyle Hagen.
And Foundation.
Interesting. Plumbing is a bitch. My parents have had a lot of issues with plumbing in their house, and so plumbing is the one that worries me the most too, because it's all happening in your walls. Like,
yep.
And so, like, if something's breaking, there's like a solid chance if it's not super bad, it's like your body, right? If something's like not right in your body, but it's not right enough that you like don't immediately feel pain, these are the things that kill you, right? Like,
yeah.
The ones that are like, oh, you've slowly been bleeding out into your tibia for, like, the last 2 weeks. Like,
yeah, you've been filling your chest cavity with blood. It's full now, so you can't breathe.
So that minor stomach ache you got every month was actually, like, your esophageal lining like falling apart, and now you don't get to eat anymore. Like, anyway, sorry. So,
I'm fairly certain that Joe has had poo sprayed on him from his own pummeling.
Almost. So, I mean, it was close, but yeah.
You got the poo on me.
That was a fucking very expensive nightmare. Had to redo my entire goddamn basement. Anyway, Kendrick, your shit.
Anyway.
Mine wasn't that bad. Mine was more of a comedy of errors, right? Because I went like, oh, the faucet's dripping. Okay, it looks like I can get this parts kit to replace the gaskets on it so that it doesn't drip. Cool, parts kit gets here. Okay, in order to fuck with the faucet, I've got to turn off the valve under the sink. Okay, turn off the cold valve. Yay, I am an adult. Turn off the hot valve. Snaps off in my hand. Okay.
It's like watching, it sounds like watching like a skit or something.
Right? So I'm like, okay, well, it's the hot water. And now, I want to say this here. I'm not smart. I'm not clever. I'm not whatever, but I will make do. I like to think that if I have to, I'll figure it out. And I haven't done a lot of plumbing, but I know how to problem solve in a generic sense. And I'm thinking, okay, hot water has to have a valve somewhere aside from the main valve of the entire house, because you've got to have a chance to turn it off so you can, like, change the tank out, right?
Sure.
So I go to my hot water heater after I can't turn it off at the sink, and I go and I find, oh, sweet, there's a valve between my heater and the rest of the house. So I just turn off the hot water to the house. I'm the only one here. That's fine. I go to a faucet nearby. I bleed out the hot water. Great. Pipe's not pressurized. I take apart the faucet. Then I find I had the wrong parts kit. Fuck. So I order another parts kit. Turn everything back on. Drip. Drip.
Drip. Drip.
Is that in your mouth? Was the mic in your mouth for that one?
Yeah, it really.
Quite, but close
like
to. Parts kit 2 arrives. And I turn off the mains and I turn off the water carefully. For the record, it says brass on the front, but the tongue that goes in, the actual valve bit, was plastic. So it was like, go ahead and fuck yourself there, Mr. Brass Man. So I'm moving like, okay, cool. Got the new parts kit in. Mostly it fits. I found it's a slightly different brand, but like I can make it work. I fit it in there. It stops dripping. Great. A couple weeks go by. Starts dripping again. Awesome. Cool. Well, now it's fucking on. I order a different, more robust, better brand of valve. Replace the valve. Cut the pipes. Grind the edges. Use the shark bit fixtures to jam it in there so it holds better. Buy all the PEX tubing necessary. Get it all rigged up. Got the new replacement parts kit once again. Got it all put together. I've got my fucking valve working. It's great. A couple days later, it starts dripping again.
God damn it.
But Now I've got one valve that seems to work. One valve is brand fucking new. It should be just fine. It's great. I'm beating around the bush. This is around the time that we weren't sure if we were going to be still having jobs and stuff. So this has been a while. This is like, that was an early Rona project. I finally finished this. I'm looking at like fancy ass faucets that you touch them and they turn on using a capacitive touch thing that are like $300. And I'm looking when I'm shopping. I'm like, I don't know what I want. This one's got better battery life. Why do I care about the battery life of my faucet? Like, what am I doing
what,
here?
Wait, is that a real thing? Like, because I can... Yes. It really? Battery life? Yeah. What is the battery for?
And you touch it. So instead of having to turn it on or off, you set the pressure and the heat, and you touch the housing, and that stops the flow.
Huh.
You touch it again, and it starts the flow again.
Chicken juice on your hands. You don't have to, like, touch the handle.
Exactly. You touch it with your elbow or something.
Wow,
first
world problems, Mush. Right? Jesus.
like,
oh, no, I just have
one.
To watch the faucet again? Like, that's something I do.
I have a friend who has one, and it's super cool.
I bet it is, actually.
I'm like, that's neat.
Fuck.
And I was looking at getting one, and then I was like, that was a background project. That's like a $400. Like, I'm not at a point. At that point,
though,
I wasn't at a point where...
The life of a homeowner is background projects. Like, you're just, like, got a constant list of Home Depot shit. And sorry, this sounds naive that we're talking about this stuff. We all are recent or new home. Not like, sorry. Some of us are recent homeowners. Some of us have been owning homes for a long time.
We are all homeowners.
This might not be novel for anybody listening, but shut up and listen because we're talking about it.
So I'm shopping around. I finally found this extremely cheap, like $50 for a faucet. It was kind of crazy cheap. And I'm like, well, I'll roll the dice. It doesn't have the touch, but it has what I want, which is a big, tall gooseneck that comes over the top. And then the sprayer, so it pivots back and forth, and the sprayer can be a regular flow or sprayer, and then you can just pull down on it, and then you can spray with that, and then it comes back up, right? So it's super easy. There's not that separate sprayer attachment that I've had to replace on the side. And then what I figured out was, oh, if I'm removing this unit, I can use that separate sprayer attachment and replace it with an under-sink water filter instead of the one that I had on my sink, so I can get a little bit, like, that precious 6 square inches of counter space back, right? So it's like, oh, this would be great. It's a big project. I'll do it. So I sit down. I get the parts. You know, I'm like, $100 in. I connect it all up, and I realize I'm missing some adapter pieces. Like, I've got the wrong piece going to the wrong piece. I'm like, Geralt of Rivia. Fuck.
Fuck.
So... Go to Home Depot, homeless despot. I buy the parts I need. Home Depot is very stressful right now because it's you got to wear a mask, and that's not the stressful part. It's that you've got a whole bunch of people who are also stuck indoors who should have no fucking business going to Home Depot, wandering around with their mouths open, which you can tell through the mask somehow, and like in your fucking way because they're doing home projects because they're both like working from home or whatever. It's like, get out of my way. I need plumbing parts. I will cut you. I buy some parts. I come home. They're the wrong parts. Fuck. I go to Ace because Ace always has that thing you need. They are sold out of that part in brass, copper, steel, and plastic. All of them completely sold out. Fuck. I cobbled together something from some leftover pieces from the last part, so now I have like 6 adapters going through a length of bent and kind of starting to split copper pipe that's leaking a little bit.
Oh my god.
And I just have a fan blowing onto it for a few days to keep it from leaking and getting too moldy. I order a part on Amazon. It arrives.
Wrong part.
If you're adapting A to B, right? If you're adapting this piece to that piece, the order you go in is important. Because if you're talking about adapting a male 3/4 inch to a female 3/8, are you referring to the male of the receptacle that you're buying or the male of the piece it connects to?
Oh, God. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, this is a sexy plumbing good time.
Yeah. Fuck me. So, I order 4 more pieces that are every other permutation I can imagine. The first one that arrives is the right one. So I have 6, like, I have, like, 3 or 4 spares now for this thing.
Wait.
Finally get it all cinched in, plumbing taped on, and it's a dream, and I love it.
But
and
wait,
I have
wait,
a little water.
Wait.
So the answer to your question of what should I buy A, B, or C was fuck it, D, all of them?
And and you went to Amazon to get something that you should have gone to Amazon first to get, but in my opinion, like, just thought you could get it better at an actual home repair store. Like, yes. I've learned that, and I'm like now, like, why do I go to Home Depots and stuff when I can just buy things on Amazon?
So the reason I go to Home Depot is I brought the part to Home Depot, and I tried to screw it in, but I realized I brought the wrong part.
Yeah,
and then I found out they didn't carry it.
It's more of a, like, a concept thing. Like,
but yeah, no,
generally
so my
you
favorite
can get
part,
what you need off Amazon.
My favorite part is in hardware, I've almost spent as much money as I spent on the faucets. So I have a shitload of adapters. But it's great because now I have a thing that's got the little water, and aesthetically it's nice because they're like there's the big gooseneck and the little gooseneck. The little gooseneck is water, and it's tasty water, and I'm happy with it. So that's like adventures in home. That's been my COVID adventure as far as water. Then I had, and I'm sorry, this is just going to be me talking for most of it, and I realize I'm looking at the numbers. This is too much, but I have to say it because it's just happened today, and it's driving me.
This is
I've
the part
been on
I
an emotional
hear about.
Roller coaster. I
yeah, this
had.
Is
So, my house, and I found this out later, is the tri-levels often have this, or a split level, whatever I have, is it's the frame of the concrete is concrete, but the pads in the basement aren't attached to the frame, like the foundation. So, they're floating pads, which mm-hmm. means that they can sink or rise with the water or the dirt, and it means it doesn't cause the whole house to fall over and sink into the swamp. In my spare room / storage room in my basement... And if Janet ever listens to this, Janet, you were right. I fucked up. There was a gap. I just put some foam in there and called it good. The gap was because the foundation, the pad, was sinking. Kate's parents came in. They're like, that's a pretty big gap. And I, like, crawl over the bed and I look. And the place I haven't looked for years because it's a storage room. It's where a lamp sits there. I'm like, oh, that is a pretty big gap. Get a guy to come in here and get me an estimate in November last year. Oof. That's November 2019. We're currently in September 2020. Whoops. And he says, yeah, about $1,700 plus or minus, because if it's sinking because of water, there might be some more gaps, so it might cost a little more money. And they take polyurethane foam, and they drill some holes in the concrete, and they inject it in, they push it up. But I have to pull everything out of that room. That room's my main storage room. There's a futon. There's a cool Japanese screen that weighs 900,000 pounds. And so it's like, okay, cool. Well, to get room for that, I got to put all the shit in my garage. To put the shit in my garage, I got to take the shit in my garage and put it somewhere else. So I built a shed. I had been planning to build a shed for weeks, months now. I finally finished it in July with my dad. Thanks, Dad. So I moved all the shit from my garage to the shed. And then I moved the shit from the basement to the garage. And I pulled out the carpet. And I find out, as I'm doing that somebody had poured self-leveling cement over that, which meant it actually had sunk a lot more, and they just patched it up and called it good.
Oh.
And I'm like, again, oh. Geralt, fuck. This is 2 days before they're supposed to come out, and I'm like, what am I gonna do? Call them, be like, hey guys, maybe don't. So the guys come out, and they come out 3 hours early. I was in the bathroom having a life-changing dump, and the dog is freaking out. And Chewie's losing his fucking mind. And I'm like, oh, that's more than a normal Chewie mind losing. That means somebody's at the door. So I finish up my life-changing dump. And I go out and I hear the truck. And I'm like, oh, okay. Because the way it works is they pump all the stuff from inside the trunk through a long pipe so that they can just drag it wherever. And they're like, hey, you know, sorry, we're super early, but we're like in the area. We finished our last job early. Can we just kind of fast-track this? And I'm like, yeah, sure. I mean, like, why not? I'm happy to get it started. And I was like, I just got to get my... Now, at this point, Chewie is, like, being a ferocious murder dog, and he's, like, 70 pounds or whatever. But he's barking his head off, which, to his mind, is how he makes friends with people. So he's trying to be friends with these people really hard. And they're cool. They don't mind. But they're like, well, we'll just start on the front piece, because I have a front piece of concrete, and I need to lift it as well. And they're like, yeah, you do that. I'll put the dogs out back. It's great. Well, and then they finish, and they go downstairs. And as they come around the corner, they look at the room. They're like... Ooh, wow. It's like, things your repair guy should never say 101, yeah. Right?
They should never inhale like that.
You should never impress your repair guy. You want to be a run-of-the-mill, boring-ass repair. Don't be like, well, I've never lifted that much concrete before.
Wait, what? Just for reference, what year was your house built?
Early 80s.
Okay, gotcha. Just curious.
And I've had drainage issues, so part of this is definitely on me, but I did not pour that concrete, so part of this is on somebody else. And so they're like, we don't think we can lift it. They're calling their other guy, and they're like freaking out. They're like, if we lift it, it might do this. And they're like, well, we calculated your... So I said 1,700 was the original estimate. The guy said, just as a heads up, if you've got, like, runs, like water runs, there might be bigger voids that are kind of just sitting there. And the polyurethane just finds the path of least resistance. And so you might get charged extra because they charge per pound of this stuff, right? And so it says it might be a couple $100 more, you know, if just because we might hit a gap and we have to fill the gap. And they're like, that's cool. I can live with, like, so in my mind, I'm spending $2,000 on this project, right? So I've kind of earmarked $2,000 since November. In that time period, money got tight in early 2020, and then COVID hit, and then the acquisition hit, and then we're finally here now where I can do this. Because this also meant spending the $3,000 or whatever on my shed. So it was like, this has been like a $5,000 project that's just been sitting around to finish. And they're like, well, it looks like we're going to be $5,000 to $6,000 then. So you could probably just get the concrete ripped out and re-poured for that, which they also do. And I'm like, okay, well, part of me is, you know, deep part of my mind's like, these guys are just fleecing me. But the other part is like, or they're not wanting to fuck me by having something go wrong. Because if you lift the pad and it fucks up my walls and trim, then that's a whole other adventure. So it was like, hey, whatever. So they're like, well, we'll just go. The guy will be out here soon to check it and see what's up. He came out like 3 hours later. And then they didn't charge me for the front step that they fixed. They just like, well, yeah, if we'll just not charge you. It maybe it's worth $50 worth of material. If it's really important, we'll tack it on the next thing you do. But otherwise, don't worry about it. I was like, okay, well, cool. So fair. Guy comes out. We come down. So I'm like pissed off all day. I had a shitty day at work. And I'm like, I'm fucking looking at like an extra $3,000 I didn't really want to spend on this. He comes out and he's like, guys, should have fucking just lifted this thing. Fucking God damn it. Like he's pissed at them. He's like, yeah, so-and-so's, he's a good tech, but he's a little dramatic sometimes. And he's like, we could totally get this fixed for like $2,500. No problem. So it's like, it's still an overage of a few $100. But it's like
six times as much
yeah.
as time.
Yeah, it's like $500 more than I was planning on spending versus $3,000 more than I was planning on spending. Yeah,
like
flip side of that is he said, and we got to get this self-leveling concrete off because now when they lift it up, that won't be level. So he says, I can do it for like $500, or if you just want to do it, that's fine. So I'm going to be bashing concrete in my basement for a couple of weeks here. And then they're going to lift my concrete. And so I've been on an emotional roller coaster where I went from thinking, I'm spending the $2,000 I earmarked to, I'm maybe spending $6,000 and having to wait weeks for someone to pump concrete through my house into the floor, to, I guess I'm spending $2,500 in a few weeks, and I get to bash concrete in my basement. So talk about a fucking roller coaster, right?
Yeah, man.
That's all over the place. You can take some anger.
That was a fucking story, dude.
Right, and I feel bad that I just talked for fucking 20 minutes. And future Kendrick, Jesus.
I was
but
gonna
that's,
be
that's
like,
been my day.
I was gonna be like, oh, like we got our like first air conditioner replaced, and that was really annoying because we like had to wait a day to get it done, and like there's no way that story like competes in any way to your fucking.
Well, and it's epic I don't mean to like drop or swing a big dick, but like. This has been a process since November, and my whole thing was, I gotta get it, build a shed so I can get my foundation fixed, right? That whole joke, I think I did it on the podcast, was I needed, for like the storage order of operations, I needed to, so I was like, I gotta do landscaping so I can build that shed so I can move my stuff so I can get my basement fixed. And it's like, this is finally the culmination, and of course, it can't be easy. It can't be quick. It's gotta drag on for weeks. I had to pull carpet out of there. I still got to put that carpet. I got to get new carpet installed, and I am not doing that. I am fucking not doing carpet. I'm paying somebody to do carpet.
Dude, yeah. So, pay someone to do. I've been there too. Pay someone to do carpet.
You could have it painted. You could just paint it too if you. I don't know.
That's half tempting.
Put a rug but down on the paint.
Yeah, if it weren't the fact that it was all cracked, fucked up concrete that I'm lifting with polyurethane, I would. But
that's true.
I think I need to get carpet. Well, we'll see. I'll get a bid. I don't know. It's just one of those like, you give a mouse a cookie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. No kidding.
Your house is sinking into the foundation.
Megan and I just stayed at the Stanley.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's
you
a
story fucking
for
sat
next
on
time,
that
though.
Oh, God damn it.
Story for
that would have been so good.
That has to be a story. That has to be next episode's. after if we do a band names, we'll do that one. Because we got to hear
about
the stand.
Dude, I want to hear that. That sounds great. I'm sorry I fucking talked for 20 minutes about my fucking concrete.
That's just like Kevin, though. To just, like, let people walk all over
him. Oh, yeah, by the way. I just have the coolest story ever. Whatever, it's no big deal.
I only stayed at the haunted hotel.
It sucks what you're saying, but I basically just met my hero, and they flew me out to the country that I wanted to visit with them the most. But no big deal. Like, I don't really mind at all. I'll just talk about it later, maybe. Maybe I'll forget it. Who cares?
Yeah, it's okay, guys. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Like, comment, and subscribe, everybody. I promise I won't talk this much again. Ever.
You know, after 250 episodes, we needed another Kendrick rant, and at least this time we were here, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, and everybody, I feel like everybody can relate to that rant.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's the thing, I think. That's the only reason I felt okay going down that path.
I think we all have, like, those stories of, fuck this house thing I have to do, that, right. But I can't not do it.
And also Foundation specifically.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Construction. Anyway, like, comment, and subscribe.
Bye.
We love you, everybody.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.